From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. The hurricane season is underway. It starts today, and state emergency officials say they're ready. They've been practicing different responses this spring. But Brian Kuhn, director of the Division of Emergency Management, warns Floridians against letting their guard down since it's been 10 years since a hurricane hit the state. Kuhn says the forecast for the Atlantic hurricane season predicts fewer storms than average this year, but that's no reason not to be prepared.
Even in those low hurricane season years, we've had some tremendously impactful hurricanes. Hurricane Agnes occurred in a low hurricane year. Hurricane Andrew in Florida occurred in a season in which there were less than the average number of hurricanes.
In the last 10 years, more than 60 hurricanes have passed by the state without striking the coastline. But Kuhn says statistically, Florida will get hit again. He recommends putting together a simple disaster kit with food, water, canned goods, batteries, flashlights, and a weather radio, and making a safety plan for pets as well. The Florida legislature meets for a special session starting today in Tallahassee. Medicaid expansion is on the table, and with that, more than 800,000 Floridians would have more access to affordable health care. Over the weekend, the Miami Lighthouse sponsored a health fair for the LGBT community, which organizers say would benefit greatly from the expansion. Visitors could attend seminars to learn everything from healthy eating habits to how to deal with discrimination. Jose Mercado was at the event. He says the problem is reaching the people who need the information most.
I'm HIV positive now for 13 years. I never wanted to say anything about my status to anybody. But now I'm opening myself to it, whether people like it or not, whether they like me or not. So what I'm doing in this place is like this, collecting all the information that I can.
According to the most recent CDC HIV surveillance report, South Florida has the highest amount of new HIV infections in the country. Mercado says he will share his newfound knowledge with as many people as possible. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.